This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Trying to bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Rolling, keep 'em rolling, rolling, rolling. That was how. Let's see. That was the theme to what? Television, that'd be a good way to start the hour. A quiz question for the audience. What was the name of the TV show that this song came from? Keep them rolling, rolling, rolling.
I know the song you're talking about. I don't know what show that was into, but originally the song that started playing in my head was CCR, Rolling on the River.
Yes, that's
and
a good
now
one.
Yeah, that's going to be on my mind all day, and I'm not mad about it.
The hint would be Rowdy as a hint. For those who are trying to figure it out,
what decade
Rowdy.
Was that?
Right, that would have been long before you were born, there, baby cakes. I think actually the show was on in the '60s, and it began a career that has lasted through now for the star of the show. It was the first show he starred in, and he then became one of the most well-known faces and actors in the world. In the history of acting, and he is like Tom Cruise in a sense, he is a star, not just an actor. And he's still at it today, he's in his 90s. That should help you a little bit, maybe, maybe not.
Oh, are we talking about Sir? Oh, he's not knighted, I should call him Sir, but Mr. Clint Eastwood?
Yes, we are.
Woo!
Whoa, okay, good for you.
Yeah, well, you got me in the 90s, when you said he's in the 90s and he's still working.
Yes.
That narrowed it down significantly.
Right. Well, the idea of him becoming a star became the passion of the people who produced a cowboy show called Rawhide. And Rowdy Yates was the character that he played in Rawhide with some other very interesting characters, including Sheb Woolley. Sheb Woolley was a country and western singer, actually. A lot of the guys that were around that were real cowboys and that in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, there were lots and lots of, there was the same gang. You can look at, I was watching an old cowboy movie last night, as a matter of fact, and I don't know this actor's name, but you could see him literally in hundreds of westerns, and there were about 45 or 50 guys. Some of them, a dozen or two that were more well-known that you could see in Western movies, Western TV shows. Some of them always played bad guys. Some of them were good guys. And they're typified by a guy named Johnny Western, who I think is still on the air in your adopted city of Nashville. I remember interviewing him once because he was best known as he had a guitar. and he was in the TV show Paladin with Richard Boone. Richard Boone in the movie that I was watching last night was a bad guy, but Richard Boone's best known for his role as Paladin, although he and John Wayne were so close. They were in all, he was mostly a bad guy in any movie he was in with John Wayne. But the two of them were, and you think about these things and what their real dynamic in life was. These two guys used to go down to Mexico City. They'd be shooting a movie or something, and they'd take off on Friday, and they'd go down and carouse all weekend, wouldn't sleep, just drinking and partying. They'd come back, and they'd be ready for the set, ready to go on Monday morning, like nothing ever happened. But Richard Boone died younger than John Wayne did. He was a little younger anyway, but they both had hard, hard lives, man. They did a lot of partying. But the reason I bring up, I'm putting this story all together, is because Sheb Woolley was responsible for the song Rawhide. He wrote it, and I think Tommy Edwards Frankie Lane. And there were two guys that were singing all of the theme songs for TV shows, the westerns, and also the western movies. And Tommy Edwards and Frankie Lane were the guys that did that. So Sheb Woolley writes this song, and it's performed. And then Sheb Woolley becomes, he's one of the ranch hands. Is this story going on too long, or is it a good story? Have I lost you yet? I'm putting a lot of stories together.
I'm still singing in my brain.
Okay.
Right. The Rawhide song.
I'll sort of wrap it up with the reference to Sheb Woolley, who was the writer and singer on a pop hit in the 60s called The Pink Purple People Eater.
Oh, I know that one.
That's Sheb Woolley.
One horn flying purple people eater. Yep.
Yep. He made that song very popular. He was one of the cowboys on the Rawhide show. And then I made reference to Johnny Western, who was also on that show. And I remember the morning I interviewed him because I wanted him to tell us the story of writing Paladin. He was playing a cowboy on Paladin, and they needed a theme song, so he went to the producers with his song, Paladin, Paladin, Where Do You Roam? And that became the theme to the show. It was on 4 or 5 years, and he was on the show as a nondescript cowboy. He told me during that interview that he had been killed in various TV westerns and movies 565 times. Which I thought was astoundingly amazing and amusing. So, anyway.
I think it's always so cool when they have, like what you were saying, with the real cowboys that were on in
the Yeah, they were real cowboys.
Richard TV shows, and when they have people who were in the mafia or once part of a mob or something, or a mob family come and be consultants, and a lot of times end up actually acting in the work, whether it's film or television. I think that's so fascinating.
That was one of the stories with The Sopranos. Most of the bad guys in The Sopranos were really bad guys.
Oh, yeah. And wasn't there a Robert De Niro one, a film where, Analyze That, I think, where they had mob consultants and some of them actually became actors and continued working as actors.
That was with Billy Crystal. Wasn't Billy Crystal a therapist?
Yes, Billy Crystal was a therapist, yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. But what is it, Art Imitates Life? I think that's one of those, it's kind of one of those things. All right, anyway, enough of the old-time Western talk and whatever else may be of interest and import. Speaking of the West, in a moment we travel to Oklahoma for the story of a fast food restaurant worker who today is under arrest. Let's find out how come he's a bad guy and what he did to be a bad guy after this.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As literally the good, the bad, and the ugly. That was one of the spaghetti westerns. But, Chris, that wasn't... Was that the good, the bad, and the ugly? I think it is the part of it. Confuse that one with Hang 'em High. Hugo Montenegro did all the themes for the spaghetti westerns. He did this one. He did Hang 'em High. But sometimes they become Fistful of Dollars, yeah. All right. 16 past the hour. Jay's had enough of this. Let's get going on to...
All of these songs, they are in other movies and a lot of films I've seen that aren't even Western films, and my brain is just kind of working in overdrive. Like, wait, which movie was that and what was scene? Like the one with Rawhide, it's in Can't Buy Me Love. Is it Can't Buy Me Love? No, not Can't Buy Me Love. I forget what it is now in a film when it's a scene or whatever.
In what movie?
That's what I'm trying to think of. Can't Buy Me Love is stuck in my head, and it's not Can't Buy Me Love, but it's these three divorced dads who are hanging with their kids, and it's then.
Oh, Tom Selleck.
When it down.
The baby, the three babies, or the baby with the three fathers, or something.
That's a good movie too, though. Three Men and a Baby, or Three Men and a Little Lady.
Right. Yeah.
This one is Paul Reiser, and you know what? My brain doesn't want to work this hard right now.
Do you know something else? By the way, as long as we're going wasting time talking about stuff, I don't know, wasting time. Paul Reiser is in the Kaminsky Method. I see that. I get caught up on that. Michael Douglas and Alan Arkin did a series about it was sort of built around a real life director, and so this series has been done for 3 or 4 years in a row, I think. It's a very interesting introspective look at life, really, of the subset of Hollywood that doesn't make it as a star or an actor. And the stories are fascinating, and Paul Reiser plays Michael Douglas's son-in-law, married to his daughter. And he, you cannot, unless you look carefully at his face, you cannot believe that this is Paul Reiser. He's gained about 70 pounds. He always had a bad toupee. He never had any hair, but you couldn't tell it because on the show that he was on with, was it Helen Hunt was on that show with him? Mad About You?
Mad About You. Yeah, that was a good one. Oh, and Bye Bye Love was the one I was trying to think of.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So anyway, Reiser, he's got a ponytail, and he's bald as a cue stick, a cue ball. And he's into all kinds of things in this smoking pot and just acting. I mean, it's just fascinating to see how he's changed over the years. That's my point. Ohio State University, I didn't do the Oklahoma thing yet.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do the fast food restaurant worker who was arrested because meth was found in an order. So is this guy selling
drugs?
The order
went to the wrong. Yeah, that's what he was doing. So he was hiding it in there, and this order went to the wrong people. So when...
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads are responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for June 23rd. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, who shines when it comes to some of the things that are trending in the celebrity department, including a story about Casey Affleck, or maybe more importantly here, more specifically, his girlfriend and what she woke up to, and it wasn't Casey Affleck. Right. If maybe she wished it had been, but it wasn't. So we'll get that story after this.
The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630. tomorrow, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Oh, what's the scoop? Casey Affleck's girlfriend didn't wake up to him. Who'd she wake up to?
No, it was an intruder, a burglar. And this could have been so much worse, but there was somebody that had broken into the house. Well, there wasn't proof of a break-in, but this person was in the house. Maybe a door was unlocked or a window unlocked or whatever. But she wakes up, and this total stranger is, like, standing in her bedroom, a few feet away from her around 3 a.m. She called the police because her waking up spooked this person off. So clearly and thankfully, this person did not wish her any harm. They were just trying to steal her stuff. And the police actually found a man that looked like what the description was, running down the street, and had some of her valuables on him. So this was the person. They were able to catch him. But how scary. Ugh.
Well, that's where you put yourself into that position. I remember Jennifer Horn talking about this, and I don't remember whether it was her or somebody that she knew well, and this is why she got a gun to have in her nightstand, because of stuff like that. And you can kind of understand it, but then the other side of that is, if somebody, let's say an intruder is in your house, and you pull out the gun and you shoot him, or her, you're then going to be charged in some states, either if you kill a person with murder or manslaughter or something, even though that person is in your house there. What would somebody who doesn't belong in your house be doing in your house?
And for it to be self-defense, the person has to attack you first. And a lot of people don't want to have to wait for that, especially if you're startled awake in such a way. And so many people do not only have alarms. I know not everybody has an alarm system at their house, but so many people don't even lock their doors at night. Are you one of them, Doug? You're laughing. Do you not lock your doors at night?
All right, next. I'm looking at a picture of this young lady, Kaylee Cowan. Casey Affleck is, I'm going to guess, in his 40s. Would you say that would be accurate? Somewhere in there?
Yeah, I think he's somewhere in his early.
This girl looks like she's about 19. Maybe she's, I guess she's 24, but she doesn't look 24. She looks like somebody that's in high school or maybe college. Does that sound like
works,
I'm making
it work,
a judgment?
It works well for her.
Apparently it does.
She's an actor, and you always have people who are playing younger than they are, so if you look younger than you are, then that is very helpful.
All right. Anyway, they are maybe engaged. I guess that she's been wearing a big ring, so maybe she's engaged to Casey Affleck. He's a pretty good actor. I don't know if he's as good as his brother, but I think he's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Pretty good movies. Yeah. All right, 28 after. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Paid for by GovMint.com. Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate passed gun control legislation Thursday, with some Republicans joining Democrats to attach more laws on law-abiding citizens. The 65-33 vote capped a month of negotiations. The red flag laws attached to the bill will give the government the okay to take guns away from anyone they deem unfit. Representative Roger Williams from Texas on Newsmax says we're doing this backwards.
We should secure our schools before we had the gun debate.
Nearly 5 years after his release from prison, O.J. Simpson is being sued by the father of Nicole Simpson's friend, Ron Goldman. $96 million is the number. A civil court in 1997 found Simpson liable for his wife and Ron's murder. Stanley Cup Finals continue tonight at 8 Eastern. The Colorado Avalanche lead the best-of-seven series 3-1. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, was charged on Thursday with driving under the influence by the Napa County District Attorney's Office. The complaint says Paul Pelosi, 82 years of age, he was driving under the influence of alcohol causing injury. If Paul Pelosi is convicted of the misdemeanor, he could face a minimum of 5 days in jail and up to 5 years probation and fines. The slightly bipartisan gun bill that gives the government the okay to take guns away from those they see not fit is a deal-breaker for Representative Roger Williams, a Republican from Texas. He was on Newsmax after the gun control bill passed the Senate on Thursday. Just over a dozen Republicans joined with Democrats in supporting the red flag laws.
The red flag laws just in itself are deal killers for me, but we have to see it. The problem is we can talk about this gun debate all the time, but each time, the longer we go with it, we do nothing, and we need to be securing our schools. And I think we should secure our schools before we have the gun debate, which is we're doing it backwards right now. But the red flag laws and the due process, I have a real problem with. So I'll see what it looks like. But, you know, I guess I would say I'm leaning no right now.
The Supreme Court on Thursday struck down a New York law that placed strict restrictions on carrying concealed weapons in public for self-defense. They called it unconstitutional. Justice Clarence Thomas said the New York proper cause requirement prevented law-abiding citizens from exercising their Second Amendment rights. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
In spirit and body, 34 after the hour on the Thursday. It's already Thursday. Wowie zowie. Thursday, well, in some ways, the end of the week couldn't come soon enough, considering a lot of the huzzah we've gone through. However, we forward and we move forward and are happy about today being National Hydration Day.
Yes.
Every year. On the 23rd of June, Jay, the U.S. celebrates National Hydration Day because we're into the summer now, first or second full day of summer. So we get hot, we exercise, we're running around, we're climbing on things, we're hiking, we're exercising, and no matter what time of year it is.
Or just even hydrated. Being outside and
yeah,
you're sweating because
right.
It's so hot. You're not even doing anything remotely physical, and you're just yep. losing all that hydration.
So is there a recommendation as to how much? I've never quite, there are so many different recommendations from experts, in quotes, as to how much water you're supposed to drink a day. Jack Stockwell says you drink as much as you need to drink so you're not thirsty. Other people say, well, you're 8 glasses a day and stuff.
Yeah, what is it, eight ounce glasses
eight
a
ounces.
Day. Other people
yeah.
say it depends on your height or your weight, or you drink so many ounces per pound on your body.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just depends on who you're asking. But there's so many different signs of dehydration that if you keep alert to, then you just keep drinking more and more water. Like,
listen to your body. Hello?
Yeah, exactly.
Listen to your body.
Sometimes you feel like you're hungry, but you don't know what you want. A lot of times that can be dehydration. If you have this feeling of almost like your chest is like, your heart's palpitating, and it's almost like an anxiety attack, but it's not an anxiety attack, or maybe you've never really had anxiety. That could be dehydration. If you don't have POTS or any illness or symptom syndrome like that, but you get lightheaded from going from the seated position to standing, and again, it's not POTS or something, it could be dehydration. What's the crust, not crusty, but your lips, and you just keep putting on chapstick or whatever because you think, lips are dry or the moisturizing things. But it's like, no, that's actually because you're dehydrated.
Yep. All right. Word to the wise. Thank you very much. The business markets like mortgage banks, mortgage brokers laying off employees because of cooling demand as interest rates go up, although the stock market didn't do as badly yesterday as it has done. It was only off by like a tenth of a point. There is some worry. Well, Congress is bringing in the Fed chairman to talk about inflation. What do you have to talk? I mean, you have to be a genius to look around. What causes it? What's the fix? There doesn't seem to be a balance. It's always a delicate balance anyway. But if you look at things that shake up, thing like yesterday, Revlon. You're familiar with Revlon, right? Been around for a long, long time. They are probably one of the biggest cosmetic companies in the world. And now they are bankrupt. So shares have gone up and down and up and down. They file for Chapter 11. And so what does that do if you, who would own stock in Revlon unless you were, if it was part of some big group of stocks, right?
Yeah, or if it's your absolute favorite brand and it's a product you believe in and that's why you want to get into it. Who was it that said, I think it might have been Elon Musk that was giving advice on stocks and it was like, don't listen to what the experts say. Pick something that you truly believe in and then buy stock in that. But a lot of people are becoming more aware of animal cruelty and animal testing and starting to look for brands that do not only are not animal testing, but won't even sell in markets where animal testing is required.
That's
gotta hurt Revlon's business too.
Yep. The story of the city of Brooklyn, Minnesota, yesterday agreeing in court to pay $3.25 million to the family of Duante Wright, who was shot by a convicted police officer. He wasn't shot. He was convicted. The police officer was convicted of killing him in a traffic stop. Pulled the guy over because he had a lighter or something on his tail, on his license plate was out. So it got into this white guy versus black guy thing that we see all too often. And this is what people say. Well, policemen don't want to be policemen anymore because it's too hard. If you do your job, I understand because I see it, where the disrespect is paid to police officers, and then we get into a discussion about whether or not people deserve, whether they're in uniform or not. Do you get respect just because you're wearing a uniform, or do you earn respect because you treat people? And I get it. I mean, some of the people I wouldn't want to deal. I deal with people every day, and I don't want to deal with them mostly. Mm-hmm. I try to stay away from the people I don't want to deal with. But if you're a police officer, you can't. If something's going on that you got to attend to, then you're going to be around some pretty despicable people just by the nature of the work. So, but you got to know that when you sign on, not after, oh, gee, I didn't know it was going to be this tough. It's like a football player who wants to sue the NFL because of concussions. No, you have no business suing the NFL because when you signed your contract to get $30 million a year or whatever you're getting, the acknowledgement that goes into you playing football and being exposed to concussions, that's part of the job. So you got no business now. I mean, it used to be that it wasn't disclosed, but everybody knows today that if you're playing football, you're in harm's way. And so if you agree and sign a contract to get paid a lot of dough, and you think you can sue the team or the league after that, no, you can't. you got to know up front what you're getting into. So I don't have much. It's kind of, I don't know. These people that are always crying about stuff, you know what you're getting into when you do stuff like that. So, you know, man up, if you will. Now, speaking of manning up, or how do women, what happens when you're a woman and you have to woman up? What do you call that?
I say man up as well. Man up? Man up, okay. No matter what.
All right. Square
tomato,
up.
Tomato.
Time for Nancy Shoulders Pelosi up. To face the music. Apparently, since the incident, which was, a couple of weeks ago, the day it happened, she was doing the address at the Brown University graduation down in Providence, and her husband was arrested for being a drunk on the road. This was May 28th, 29th, somewhere around, it was Memorial Day anyway. So he was in a small diner, and he went after he had too much to drink. Anyway, we all know the story. He got behind the wheel of his car and drove up to was on his way to their country house in Napa Valley. And, he was trying to cross, make a left turn. But there was the Jeep coming the other way. He pulled into the road in front of the Jeep, and bingo bango, that was the end of that. So, he was arrested. His alcohol limit was way over the line. And apparently he has done this a number of times and gotten away with it. There are people who have been speaking, should it become part of the discussion that this guy's a drunk and it has a negative impact on Nancy Pelosi? Is that fair? She wasn't driving. Her husband was.
That whole concept of guilty by association.
Right. I mean, I got no love.
Is it fair?
Nancy Pelosi is a horror show as far as I'm concerned. It shouldn't be in Congress. Has done really awful things as the Speaker of the House. But this isn't her fault. I don't, she can't control what her husband's doing all the time. And at 82, you ought to know when you've had too much to drink. So I got no... There's no sympathy here from me for this guy at all. And they arrested him on suspicion of drinking under the influence of alcohol, which is what they should have done. He refused a breathalyzer test. Do you know who I am? Oh, I love it when people say, you know who I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a drunk.
Or do you know who I'm related to?
Like, yeah, right. Yep. And so the law says if you refuse to take a breathalyzer test, your driving privileges are taken away, period, end of story. So, I don't know. Now, apparently Nancy is trying to quietly influence the outcome of this, which means, it wasn't her fault. She is not to blame, but she's trying to use her influence to get... I mean, what, do you think people aren't going to know that?
Also everybody feels the need to make a statement anymore, and maybe some people do feel like they're owed a statement one way or another because of her platform and everything and who she is with her career. But at the same time, sometimes that statement, when it's not something that actually involved you other than being the guilty by association thing, doesn't a statement make it look worse?
Yep. Sure it does. Yeah. That may be one of the comments. Let's get some of the comments on the air from some of the things we've talked about in the last 24 hours. We'll do that right after this.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking
taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must stop wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's all in set, so if that earphone was out, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. Okay, so there's a 24-year-old woman who was rescued from a man who was holding her hostage after restaurant workers quickly called for help when she included a plea to call the police in her Grubhub delivery order. So this is an interesting situation. She was rescued. She sent a note via Grubhub to a restaurant. So she was, who was the bad guy, the one who ordered the food from Grubhub?
She was the one who was tasked to order the food, and fortunately for that, because in the, you can always write in special notes or whatever, in the instructions, and
instructions.
This was a Chipper Truck Cafe, a food truck, a 24-hour restaurant in Yonkers, New York, got the message, and she's like, please call the police. He's near. Please don't make it obvious. Bring the police when you come. You know, call the police. Bring them for help. And turns out it was just this whole ordeal that she went through so much in the span of 5 hours. I think that's how long she had been napped for. Or for what she had been.
What was the motivation for kidnapping her? Why did they kidnap her, go to her house in the first place? Is that clear?
Part has not been clear, but there's a lot of charges that are just discussed.
So is that this woman? Rape, strangulation, criminal sex acts, that sort of thing? Was that perpetrated on this woman? Or other women?
This was all what this woman went through. Yes, and thank goodness for the 24-hour restaurant being able to contact Grubhub, put in that situation. But how there's been so many stories of kidnapping situations
lately, where
thankfully the person is able to get help. There's been where people go into a restaurant and they write a note, or the server notices something odd and they slip them a note of like, are you okay? Do you need help? And it is just astounding.
Good. So, this is an episode for Law & Order Special Victims Unit. It sounds like ripped from the headlines. That's how they promote their stuff on the air. It's 10 before the hour on the air with the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
Yes, goosebumps up and down the sides of one Charles Curry, as he loves this stuff. Hi, Chucker, you're here. Movie Moments time, 53 after the hour in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, what do we have from the Batman closet in your house?
That is the iconic, and I say iconic, score of Danny Elfman's Batman theme from 1989, which came out this day in movie history. Actually, Doug, a very big day in movie history with the release of this film, June 23rd, 1989, because it was a true game changer in terms of the way movies are marketed. I give you, I know we talked about this film many times on this program, but let me just throw this at you. About a month before Batman 89 was released, Warner Brothers took a chance by playing almost a 3-minute coming attraction trailer on every network and almost every single cable station at the exact same time, created a massive buzz and interest in this film. The next day, there were a lot of moviegoers going to theaters, paying to see a movie just to walk into the theater to watch this trailer on the big screen, which showed Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne Batman and Jack Nicholson as Jack Napier, the Joker. And then 1 month later, on June 23rd, 89, film opens to the largest opening weekend of all time at the time, which was $40 million. It opened on 2,194 screens, which was the biggest per-screen release at the time. Now we're getting movies on 4,700 screens. But it basically force-fed the largest opening weekend at the time, and then studios at that point use the same strategy to this day. Big marketing campaigns get people in the opening weekend. If it opens, it's good. If it opens, it closes. And so Batman truly was a game-changer in terms of the way movies are marketed in the industry as a whole.
Wow. Now, that's very stimulating information, Charles. Thank you very much.
I think so. I mean, you go back to 75, Jaws was a game changer because it was the first blockbuster released in the summer.
Yeah.
And then obviously Star Wars in 77 was a game changer because it was completely something different on the big screen. But, you know, Batman getting the screen was not easy. The casting of Michael Keaton was controversial. I loved him. I loved him before Batman. I thought he was an awesome choice. And, you know, Nicholson, one more footnote, his usual salary at the time was $10 million a film. He said, okay, give me $6 million, but give me a percentage of the merchandise, which they did. He wound up making over $50 million because the toy line sold.
Nothing wrong with that.
Very,
well, pretty smart.
Yeah. But the one major mistake they made.
Let me check her go.
Okay. So the one major mistake they made in that script is they killed the Joker at the end of that movie, which means they couldn't return him for any of the sequels. That was definitely a mistake.
Sure, it could have been a dream, though. We could have done that like Dynasty.
Yeah, I hate that stuff. They actually thought about that. They actually did think about doing that.
Of course they did.
I don't like that idea. I do not like that idea.
He's found in the shower later.
Here's a prequel note. Hunger Games, the prequel. I didn't know what Hunger Games, from my perspective, when I saw the trailer, was from Hunger. I didn't have any interest, but you probably loved it. So there's
I
a
love
prequel.
It. Jennifer Lawrence. It made her. It put her on the map.
Made her a star.
Yes.
So now the young woman who stars in Euphoria, named Hunter Schafer, is going to be in the prequel called The Ballad
of big part.
Songbirds and Snakes.
Yeah, well, the main star is going to be Rachel Zegler, who hit big with her first feature in West Side Story, Spielberg's West Side Story. She's a hot property in the industry. It's a big franchise. Same director as the original trilogy, Francis Lawrence. So, big payday, probably.
Yeah, Brad Pitt is talking about his acting career. He says, I'm on my last leg.
I don't believe that.
30 years, I don't believe that either. He's 58 years old. He ought to have another 20 years. He said he began acting at the age of 22. He's been in a lot of interesting movies. I thought he was great in Ocean's 11. That was where I...
Seven. Listen, he won an Oscar for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the Quentin Tarantino.
He was
excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
In that film. But, you know, he was regarded early on in his career as, you know, just another pretty boy. Thelma and Louise helped put him on the map. But he's a really good actor. And he's a smart dude. He can produce. The industry loves him. He knows film inside.
You know who else is loved is Sandra Bullock, who has been talking lately. She's been around about as long as Brad Pitt. And she says, I need to take a break. So apparently, after the last movie, she was in a break too,
but I don't have the luxury to do so. She probably does.
I keep selling them. Chucker runs an ice cream parlor in his hometown of East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. And now it's really on the map because I stopped there last Saturday. All right, Chucker, talk to you tomorrow, 59 after, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner.
Message. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.